The Islamic Revolution leader calls on students to maintain unity and safeguard cultural and ethical borders. Iran builds a long-range bomber drone at home. It is the country's first. And Parliament says it can do everything to help cooperation between the three government branches. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and welcome. This is Drama Jam Network English News. Thanks for joining us. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei had a face-to-face with university students, listening to their viewpoints on the country's different issues. Later, the leader said students need to put questions to officials and ask for their responses. Ayatollah Khamenei said, "We are all expected to maintain unity and safeguard the country's cultural and ethical borders." Ayatollah Khamenei added the messages of the revolution can better go abroad through the help of universities. The leader further said religious intentions can be a big help to see the brain drain disappear and the elite head home. Ayatollah Khamenei said discussions should be part of the story in places of learning, adding differences of opinion should not divide people and cause friction. The leader went on to say Iran is close to giant leaps in scientific, technological, social, and spiritual areas, despite all enemy attempts to stop or slow its progress. Iran's first domestically built unmanned bomber aircraft was unveiled in a special ceremony attended by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Defense Minister Brigadier General Ahmad Vahidi.
The 4-meter-long drone aircraft, dubbed Karar, can carry up to 4 cruise missiles and will have a range of 1,000 kilometers. The craft travels at a speed of 900 kilometers per hour and could alternatively be armed with 2 250-pound bombs or a 450-pound guided bomb. Later at the ceremony, President Ahmadinejad was at hand to unveil a memorial stamp concurrent with the National Day of Defense Industry. Addressing the inauguration ceremony, the president said the jet, as well as being an ambassador of death for the enemies of humanity, carries a main message of peace and friendship. He said the goal of the aircraft is to keep the enemy paralyzed in its bases, adding that the aircraft is solely for defensive purposes. President Ahmadinejad then praised the National Military Self-Sufficiency Program and said it will continue until the enemies of humanity lose hope of ever attacking the Iranian nation. As for any attack on the country, the president said the scope of Iran's reaction will include the entire earth.
Iran feels no trust at all in Western countries. President Ahmadinejad said this to the Al Jazeera TV network and added that we are after assurances that our power plant works no matter who provides the fuel. He also said some 20 nuclear plants would be enough for Iran to meet its own demands. Ahmadinejad said we try to satisfy that here at home, adding bringing it from abroad is affected by political motives. Asked about potential threats, the president said Iran's response would be something quite severe. We look forward to receiving your emails. Iran's ambassador to Moscow, Mahmoud Reza Sajjadi, says the startup of the country's first nuclear power plant was another defeat for U.S. diplomacy. Sajjadi said the West thought that Russia would yield to its pressure, but the fuel injection was another big defeat for U.S. diplomacy. He added that the U.S. and its allies were upset by the inauguration of the power plant because it failed their conspiracies and efforts. The envoy expressed hope Iran's positive positive outlook on cooperation with Russia would lead to further interaction between Tehran and Moscow in the oil, gas and petrochemical sectors. Sajjadi said the West is concerned about close cooperation between the two countries. And Parliament is ready to take the lead and help create an atmosphere of cooperation and unity between the three branches of the government. Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani said on the floor that remarks by the Islamic Revolution leader establish ground rules for the country and help us see the road ahead clearly. The top MP said the chamber is fully behind Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's guidelines. He also said Parliament has planned for joint sessions with the cabinet and the judiciary to make that goal come true. And now shifting gears, 14 people have been killed in fresh violence in Afghanistan. Two members of the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force were among the dead who lost their lives in separate insurgent attacks in eastern Afghanistan Sunday. Separately, a roadside bomb struck a vehicle in the western province of Faryab, killing a local commander and four others. Some 140,000 NATO and 134,000 Afghan nation army troops are currently fighting against growing insurgency across the country. And now turning to the world of sports, Iran Premier League, the Persian Gulf Cup, entered its six-week Sunday with a match between two teams from the capital Tehran at the Azadi Stadium. The games kick-started with a goalless match between the powerhouse Esteghlal and Naft. And thanks to extra-time goals, Sepahan of Isfahan defeated their guest Pars of Hamedan 2-1, while Pekan of Qazvin overpowered their host Tehran's Istilazin 3-1. And finally, in Kerman, the host team Mez won over their guest Fulad of Khuzestan 1-0. And finally, Iran's street basketball team has stood at the 11th place of the Youth Olympic Games in Singapore. Iran gained the title on Monday as its three-man squad defeated their opponent Turkey 31-25. Also in judo events, Shaya Nasipur will take on the rivals. The inaugural games, which run until August 26, has brought together 3,600